His citizen's toga with his plump white arms, he looked like an imperial rich man. We stood in an office of his villa as a scribe wrote down everything that was said. In my heart, I believe Romans do not care about us or who is on our throne. To them, Egypt is merely another province waiting to be seized by their empire. I knew this was true by the way Atticus shrugged his fat shoulders at our report, his big loose lips turned down with boredom. Pompey, too, was casual. He slapped Father on the shoulder and opened his mouth to laugh. A few Latin words tumbled out. I will not repeat them here. But he glanced my way and took a respectful tone. "Friends," he said, "we will sup tonight when the moon rises. I have been in my chamber resting from the day's excitement. Tonight is another banquet, a celebration. In my heart I worry that Atticus and Pompey might be planning to kill Father and me." To continue. Now I sit at the table by my bed. I must think carefully how to tell Father what I have just learned.